Will you say a short prayer with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart truly be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, hide me behind the shadow of your cross, almighty God. I want to read Jeremiah 18 before I begin, verses 1 through 3, and it's at the potter's house. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands, so the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as it seemed best to him. I'm not going to just talk about one person, and I promise I'll get it done within at least 7 minutes. I am a daughter of the Manhattan Christian Reformed Church in Harlem, New York City. I was 18 months when that church began with Reverend Callender. And after Reverend Callender left, we got Reverend Nagin. So the major person in this talk is Reverend Nagin, but I would not do it justice if I did not talk about a couple of other saints who have gone to glory. And why did I read Jeremiah 18? Because as I thought about Reverend Nagin, and I thought about a couple other people in my life, and I thought about myself, I thought about cracked pots. And how God uses cracked pots. There were a few people, okay? So there was, we were the satellite church for the denomination. A lot of missionaries, some of you probably out here, who went through that church maybe for a swim 6 weeks at that time. Or we had interns that went as youth pastors, intern pastors. Miss Jo Aranya, who has gone to glory, happened to be one of the missionaries that went through that church when I was about 6 years old. And Miss Jo was very instrumental in my life, and she is truly a saint, even though she's a crackpot. She was like my surrogate mother. I was this child with this sign on my back that said, fragile, handle with tender care. That was a sign that Reverend Nathan told everybody that I had. And so everybody that came through that church treated me as such. People wonder how I got to Grand Rapids, Michigan. There were a lot of families that brought me out here, whether it was through the Friendly Town program, or Miss Jo or Reverend Amy would say, you know what, Cindy needs to get away from her mother. Why don't you take her along with you for a week or two? And I would come out to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Miss Jo also was the one who raised money here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, to send me to a Pentecostal school. Now, I've been CRC all my life, but for 2 years I went to a Pentecostal school, and Miss Jo Aranya raised the money for me to go through that school. And that's where I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, even though I prayed to a God and I sang to a God all of my life. There was also a time when I was with Miss Jo, and I was out here with Miss Jo, and there was a missionary again at our church, was spending the summer as a swim team, and she wanted to send somebody to her family on Lake Odessa. And Miss Jo said, Reverend Nagin said, oh, Cindy's out in Grand Rapids. She's staying with Miss Jo. She can go stay with your family. So another cracked pot, a saint that went to glory is Bill Ribbons, Reverend Bill Ribbons. He left here from Lake Odessa, and he went to the DC church. And why do I mention these people? Because these people were people who I know loved the Lord dearly, loved outreach ministries dearly, and taught me the wonderful act of worship. Bill Ribbons had a sister named Ruthie, and Ruthie lived in New York City, a few blocks downtown from where I lived. And Ruthie met me at Lake Odessa, and Ruthie decided that she would take me under her wings. Another saint that went to glory, another cracked pot. And she would buy me tickets, and sometimes I'd go by myself, I can't believe it, in New York City, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, Radio City Music Hall, the concerts, the symphony, the ballet, you name it. She gave me the cultural background that I needed as an impoverished, abused child in the inner city. Aunt Ruthie was the one that taught me the love of the word. Prior to 16, the Bible was hard to read, as some of you have struggled with it. And Aunt Ruthie bought me this book called the Cabbage Patch Gospel. I just bought a new set just recently. The Cabbage Patch Gospel according to John, Mark, Matthew. And I learned to love the stories in the Bible. and I don't start my day without reading the Word. And so I had to mention all these people, but if it had not been for Reverend Gordon Nagin, these people would not have been brought into my life. And so quickly to get to Reverend Gordon Nagin. Gordon Nagin was born in Princeburg, Minnesota, a very small town. I actually was a foster child there for a year and spent most of my summers there. Reverend Nagin was a minister in our inner city church who really believed in outreach ministry. And he loved Harlem. And he would often bring the volunteers that came to our church and say, you want to see ministry in action? Hey, let's show you the Hall family. My mother was mentally ill. She was schizophrenic. And I happened to be the runt of the litter is what they called it. It didn't have to be me. It could have been my other five siblings. It just happened to be me. I've been told I'm probably the strongest one, and that's why God allowed it to happen. But Reverend Nagin was the one that had that sign on my back. Reverend Nagin was the one that sent me to Minnesota and all over the place. Reverend Nagin was the one that when Calvin said, you know what, when I was ready to transfer, I was making a mess of my life in New York, you know, like again, I said, I'm a crackpot. And I wanted to transfer from New York City University, and Reverend Nagin went before the admissions committee and said, you know what, you need to give her a chance. You need to give her a chance. And that's how I got my degree from Calvin College. And so that's why I wanted to talk about Reverend Nagin. And I don't have the time to talk about all the wonderful things he did. Some people hear some negative things about Reverend Nagin. Some people hear some negative things about even Reverend Ribbons. You guys don't know Aunt Ruthie, but people are probably saying negative things about her. People say negative things about me. But what did God say? Crackpots, right? Crackpots. He brought me here to Grand Rapids. He brought me through all of that for a reason and for a purpose. He brought me to COS for a reason and a purpose. And the people that I talked about today are those saints whose shoulders I stand upon. Thank you.